I remember recently during the pandemic, actually my parents were telling me when we were little, every time somebody read our horoscope, almost all of them unanimously said, "Don't let this guy eat any meat whatsoever."
Do you know why?
Now, obviously, given the fact that I very much do eat meat, I think that tells you how much regard my family gives to horoscopes. Now, right before the pandemic, almost, welcome back to another episode of NRI, Not Really Indian. I'm your host, Krishna Nara from Houston, Texas.
And I'm your host, Krish from Singapore.
All right, so today we are going to talk about horoscopes, what they mean in our culture, what they mean outside of our culture, what they mean to us, and everything in between.
I'm on my chaotic good energy today. I feel like my stars have aligned today for me to be really hyper. And how are your stars aligned today, Krish?
Oh, I'm really feeling this Mercury retrograde. It's totally not being very friendly to me at all.
Oh God. No, it's okay. Let
Yeah.
me donate some of my stars to you today and to all our listeners, wishing you guys a very happy whatever day it is. And I hope Mercury's not in your retrograde, whatever that means, which you can get a bit into later on.
You realize that's a universal thing, though. Mercury being in retrograde, it's like it's in retrograde for the world.
God damn it, I didn't know that. But clearly, somebody here is much more educated on stars and horoscope alignment. So let's get a bit into that. So what got you to sending me that tarot card video, Krish? Because like that's how it started for me. One random day, Krish from US sent me a tarot card reading off of YouTube, and he's like, "Dude, check this out. Just watch it. It's so aligned with like my story or something." So what got you into it?
This is really embarrassing, but I feel like this is what gets a lot of people into this kind of stuff anyway. It's usually when there's like that one ex or that one person in your life who like got away kind of and you don't know why. And for me, it was that. And then, whenever you'd like play it again in your head and try talking it out with people, nobody was really giving me the answers that made sense because it's like, meh. Like they're outside of the whole thing. And then just because I clicked on one tarot card video, and this one person who was dealing out cards explained it almost as if she was literally peering in the whole time. And I'm like, what the hell? Like it was like crazy detailed. Like, oh, y'all have this kind of thing going on. Or, oh, this person did this to you and you feel this way to them. But the thing is, this person feels this way. And then I was like, whoa, this shit's crazy. And then I sent it to Singapore Krishna to see how she'd react to it or how it would resonate with her. And turns out it resonated pretty well, right? If I remember correctly. Yeah, I think it did.
Okay, so there is some level of information that you feel like you can resonate with when it comes to these tarot card readings, but I think we should always be conscious of the fact that there's quite a bit of confirmation bias that happens when it comes to these type of readings or when it comes to faith and spirituality. So it's best to consider it as what they've been legally told to do. So if you look at all these videos at the bottom of the description, by law they're required to write that this is for entertainment purposes only. So, as much as we watch these videos and we're like enticed and we want to see like, oh my God, this person knows so much about me, always take it with a pinch of salt. And I think that sometimes it may not represent the whole truth unless you've seen it for yourself sometimes. So that's what I learned out of my entire experience of like watching these tarot card readings. And I really got into it because I wanted to see just how accurate are they? Even when it comes to, some tarot card readers, they say stuff like, "He's a Gemini, she's a Libra."
Fuck the Libras.
Yes, them Libras. We're gonna talk about them. We're gonna talk about them real soon. So when it comes to these, not just tarot card readings, we have gotten into horoscopes now, and horoscopes matching. And I learned so much about myself. I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to believe that some of these things do hold some truth. Like there's certain things that I haven't written about me in some platforms where I did my, you know, like the natal chart reading and that describes me. And oh my God, there were so many that said, you know, how I'm creative, I'm ambitious, I'm some things about, you know, my personal life. And yeah, it seems quite true. What about you?
For me, I would say natal chart readings have been very interesting. I do remember I had a friend who reads natal charts, and she told me that my chart is very similar to The Weeknd's. So, and The Weeknd did date Selena Gomez at one point. So I'm kind of hoping that my natal chart will magically repeat history.
Magically. In that way. And you get to date Selena Gomez one day.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, she's single, so shoot your shot, man. Do it.
Selena Gomez, if you are listening to our podcast, I would totally like to take you out.
Highly unlikely, but sure. Okay, we can all dream. Maybe the stars might align. So now let's talk about your personal experience.
So there are some things about horoscopes that I guess like have always been in the background in my family and whatnot. I wouldn't say my family is super into this type of stuff, but I know my grandmother's seen a lot, and because of that, there has been like her spirituality or her connection to God is like is a huge, huge thing. You know, she's a Jeeswami Bhakti, and I know my mom too, I would say is very similar in that regard. Now, in terms of horoscopes, I remember recently during the pandemic, my parents were telling me when we were little, every time somebody read our horoscope, almost all of them unanimously said, "Don't let this guy eat any meat whatsoever."
Do you know why?
Now, obviously, given the fact that I very much do eat meat, I think that tells you how much regard my family gives to horoscopes. Now, right before the pandemic, almost, like right when few months before the pandemic, I do remember getting my horoscope like in detail read from, I don't want to say a family friend, but somebody we knew kind of. And he was talking about how, I remember vividly, he was like, "You're blessed by I'm blessed by the god of Rakshasas and the god of Devas," or something, "at the same time." Usually it's like for each person there's like one. He's like, "Oh, but you have two." So he's like, "Oh, you're not like," so he's, it's like, this guy's not like normal, he's like OP powerful level. He's like, he kept saying like he's like he's not normal intelligence, he's a medavi. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, I was laughing the whole time because I was like okay, sure,
yeah.
I mean, and then I remember he even gave me some like slokas and stuff, and he's like, "You got to recite these every day." And then, you know, there's like the reason there are blockages, it has to do with the Rahu, Ketu, Sani.
Yeah.
If you're a Hindu, you hear this all the time. They're like the three omen things or whatever that come in the way and always fuck shit up. Yeah. And so you're not able to like have things happen so the way you want them to. So it's like, you got to trust that. You got to trust God to remove these or something like that. And then once you access these blessings, you're going to like hit heights and stuff insanely well. And I remember one thing he told me that I was very prone to. He's like, "Yeah, you're prone to making bad financial decisions or getting screwed over financially."
Oh dear.
Or not even that. It was like, getting exploited. That's what he said. You're prone to getting exploited. And it's like, to some degree, I could see why he said that, because it's like, he said some things to be wary of. It's like, "Oh, you'll have friends who'll be like, 'Hey, can you come help us out for a minute or two?' And a minute would usually be, it would turn into like an entire half day thing."
Yeah.
And that's like a waste of my time. But it's like, I end up helping him because I thought it was only for a minute. For things like that.
More than finance. It seems like, I can see why though. You're a really kind person. I can see how your kindness might be taken advantage of.
Yeah, happens quite a bit. But in terms of But then, you know, like in terms of after certain things and during the pandemic, I don't know. Like, I think for me, it was like the tarot card things. Like, I just started them out just for, they just popped up. No, they popped up on our, they popped up on my YouTube after the first time we actually tried recording this episode about horoscopes. Now I remember. Yeah. The first time we tried recording a horoscope about of an episode about horoscopes, because we were talking about the pattern app.
Pattern app. Yes.
Yes. Then, and the episode ended up being a bust because there were some stars not aligning in the way we recorded it.
Yeah.
I remember on YouTube, literally right after, I saw like a tarot card reading thing and I was like, I wonder what this is. And then I clicked on it and it was kind of lame, but then there was another one that was more interesting. Her name was Esoterra. Yeah. Or Esoterra, I think that's what she goes by. Esoterra. And then she was like, what is, it's like, she's like, what is, like a no contact, what did they tell your friends about you or something? And then I remember the first time I clicked on it, it was like, I clicked, you know, they're like, pick a pile, you pick a pile. And then they're like, she's like, pile number three, I have one and one question only. What did your person do? Because they know they fucked up and they feel so bad. And I was like, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, these things, I have seen that episode. I think that you're that particular video. I think I know which one you're talking about. I know. So this started off with the pattern app, and I think what triggered me to check out the pattern app was Channing Tatum's post about it. And everyone was checking out this like astrology app. And I wanted to find out more about like myself and just see what's up. Like, is it really as accurate? And it was quite accurate. It spoke about me being, you know, business-like or entrepreneurial, and that sold it to me because I thought, you know, that is super unique. But no, there are a lot of people who are just as business-minded and entrepreneurial, by the way. So there was a couple of things that I saw as, you know, my personal descriptors that I was quite intrigued by at that time. And I basically got Krish to download it, and we both like did our friendship matching, and we saw like what was good, what was bad. So you can do like a couple matching thing where you can match your profiles with each other. And interestingly, at the same time, I was getting some profiles of some boys, and just to reject them, I would use this app, show my parents of how like horoscope wise we are definitely not compatible. And that's exactly how I rejected like quite a number of people. And because I really felt like I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't interested. And this whole app became such a lifesaver, because then my parents would go cross-check with like some astrologer and it would align exactly the same. So that has been, you know, cost saving. So to all the Desi girls who are listening in on this, the 70% of women we checked
our stats. Desi guys who still want to reject their suitors as well.
As well, yeah. But for the 70% of women that are listening in, ladies, use this app. If your parents believe in like, you know, horoscopes and stuff like that, I feel like this is a great starting place. And in fact, three different events in which whatever the app wrote about the dynamic of a relationship, it panned out exactly that way, whereby it showed a very clear like, okay, if this person is going to feel insecure around you or is going to be insecure. And that person said exactly the same thing, the same word was used. So I have seen some similarities from the app and like the people that I have met. And that has been so interesting. So if you ever want to do that, this is a way.
What triggered you to go, you know what, I want to check out my natal chart now?
Yeah, so there was this one particular, so it got me hooked. And then after, you know, the tarot card readings, I'm like, okay, this is so weird. What is, some things are resonating, some things are not. I'm going to be very honest. So I just wanted to find out more about myself. And I think you've seen me, but for the past few months, I've been going on this journey of like, you know, finding out who I am. What am I about? Like, what is my identity? Like forming a solid foundation and like knowing of who I am fundamentally. So I just thought, why don't I check this out and see if this is how I feel? And that's what got me into like a proper like natal chart reading, where I put in my time, my birth, and like find out what the sun sign, the moon sign. So naturally I am a fire sign, which makes absolute sense. And we have Krish here, Krish from US, who is an air sign. So,
well, okay, technically speaking, sun, okay, a lot of people think sun alone makes your entire horoscope. And it's like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's a compilation of all your other, you know, houses, your sun node, your south node, your north node. It's all these combination that truly defines who you are. So all these, I've read, like, you know, my signs in each of these, like, houses, my Venus, my Mars, all these things. And it has been so interesting because these different planets represent, like, a certain aspect, a certain, like, function in your life. So for family, for 11th house, if I'm not wrong, it's for friendships. And if there's a lot of gossips happening in your 11th house, that's what some of these tarot readers say, then it means that, yeah, maybe it's in a certain connection, a lot of people may have a lot of say in it. So these are some of the things that I realized. It has been so interesting, and it has definitely made me a lot more empathetic, or, like, you know, somehow I feel like my ability to judge a situation or a person and my intuition has grown a lot from this process. That has been spot on for me. So even my parents have noticed that, where I can see something or I can look at someone and there's certain, like, things that I can get from them in terms of, like, just from their behavior that has been spot on. So that has helped me so much. What about you?
I think so, in a similar way. I've always been an intuitive person, I feel, by nature. And I've always had a tendency to, you know, not necessarily, like, figure out an entire person's character, but usually, like, when I look at someone's photo, I've always had a bit of a knack of understanding, like, oh, okay, I feel like this person, they're like, you know, their intentions are to go this way, but they feel, or they might be held back in this way, things like that. I would say with the tarot cards and the natal chart readings, I would say I learned about myself a lot more. And I think it's because something about me is I often get in my own way a lot. So more than anything, this has kind of helped me gauge how much am I actually getting in my own, like, how much am I actually getting in my own way, or how much something is an actual obstacle. So I found it helpful in that way.
Yeah.
But I actually wanted to talk about something interesting that we do with one another for fun every now and then. So one thing we both do is we both like, with our intuition levels, we're both like, we both already have an idea of what, like, the other person's ideal partner is going to look like. Like, Singapore Krishna looks at me and she's like, oh, she already has, like, a list of qualities. She's like, oh, like, this person needs to be this, this, and this, make this much money, do this, know how to cook these dishes and everything. And I have, like, a generalish idea as to what I think her ideal partner, or who she's going to end up with, is going to look like. So I think we should let our viewers know what we come.
Why don't you start first? Who do you think I want?
I don't know about who you want, but who I think you're going to end up with, based on everything I've seen so far. Like I said, I think you're going to end up with somebody who's, okay, I think what's going to happen is you're going to succeed. You're going to hit your height. You're going to start peaking and start hitting all your goals career-wise. And the person who you attract or you get attracted to is going to be somebody who's actually a few notches down and is just starting to rise, and is, like, kind of looking for that, and is somebody who's, like, very much looking for that inspiration, and you're going to be that inspiration, and they're going to be like, oh shit, she gave me a chance and she's all the way up there accomplishing all these things. I gotta step up so I can at least, like, catch up. And then
what sign do you think he's gonna be?
What sign do I think he's gonna be?
Yeah, since we're talking about horoscope.
Hopefully he's not a Libra.
But either. We got a shared hatred for Libras in here.
For all our Libra listeners, we love you. We consider you one of the good ones.
Libra females, I'm good. I'm good.
See, it's the opposite for me. Libra males, I'm good with. Libra females, I'm like, never again.
Yep. Okay. I would say for you, all right, here's my thing. You need a Leo doctor. I don't know why. It just feels right for you. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm inspired by Hasan Minhaj, and you know, he's a comedian, he's a comedian talk show host, you know, all those things, and she's like a very powerful doctor, you know, I see her as like a superwoman. And I don't know, something about their relationship dynamic, and I'm like, since you relate yourself so much to Hasan Minhaj, like I feel like you're gonna do well with like a doctor. But specifically, I don't know, I feel like saying Leo, only because Leo, from what I've noticed, Leo women, they're very like, they are definitely, you know, strong forces, but they come off calm. Whereas for, you know, the other fire signs like Sagittarius, AKA me, we're out there. We're like, we would want to be loud. We won't be calm as calm, I guess. I don't know. My Leo girlfriends, they're very calm, but they're very firm and they know what they want. You know, with Sagittarius, I think it's just a bit more different. So that's why I always think you're going to end up with a Leo doctor. I get the feeling.
Why doctor specifically?
I don't know. Something about it, man. I just feel like you might want a girl who's like really got her shit together up to the point where, you know, she's unbeatable, you know? Because you want to explore, right? You're the creative.
Yeah.
So you probably need someone to hold the house down when, you know, like.
Wait, are you saying that she's going to be the breadwinner? You know, I'm just going to be the one who's like putting on.
Right. You might be the, you know, the house husband. So, you know, there's some part that I do want to address though before, like, we'll talk fun things and we say all these things, but just be careful of confirmation bias and, like, don't get too deep into these things. I think for all our listeners, if you want, you know, we can send you some, just DM us, we'll send you some tarot card videos if you want to take a short, you know, like a 20-minute break. But always be careful that, you know, you might be subjecting these videos to, like, confirmation bias and you might be believing things that, you know, does not hold any place in your life anymore, you know? So just be aware of that. I just want to put that disclaimer out there. So after the disclaimer, I just want to say, maybe we can talk a bit about, like, you know, watching these videos and like being just a bit more cautious, only because we don't want you guys to get too deep into it up to the point where you believe in these things and you only believe in this rather than...
Okay, what I would say is use your discretion. I mean, if anything resonates, and if you watch any of these tarot card readers, they'll say the same thing. Take what resonates and leave the rest. Because when they do them, one, when they're on YouTube, they're general. So it's like, you're not the only person that it's talking to. It's other people. And general readings are generally speaking. So there could be something that just doesn't resonate. You can ignore it and take what does. At the same time, I would definitely recommend that, you know, these things are pretty long. So like, you know, just like watch them once in a while, maybe not frequently. Did I miss anything?
No. I think you said it right. And that's exactly what we're here. Like we spent some time checking out these things and we really got into it because it's interesting, right? At the end of the day, when somebody else is able to make, you know, some observations on your life based off of your energy, I think it's something that's very interesting for most of us. And that's exactly like what draws us into these like topics of conversation. But at the end of the day, always be positive around whatever information that you want to extract and always have a positive mindset. Because if you have a negative mindset or if you're doing this to stay deeper in a relationship or like in a connection that doesn't serve you anymore with hopes that this person is going to come back. No, please don't ever depend on these readings for healing. It should be there for to some extent, but don't let it drag on for too long.
It's like a medicine. You take just the dosage you need. Don't take too much. But at the same time, you know, maybe everybody's dosages vary. So, you know, protect your energy, protect yourself.
Yeah. The future spouse ones are interesting though. I'd like to see that. I think those are
cute. Those ones are.
Yeah. Like, so watch those as much as you want, like girl and boys listening in, like, because those are really fun. But anyways, if you ever want to you know, try some horoscope matching with me, just hit me up and Krish. Y'all ever interested?
Yeah, especially singing for Krishna. Her dad's looking for suitors.
Yeah.
Hopefully for a 20% male audience, for a 20% male audience listening, send your resumes in.
Yes.
And we will shortlist you.
Shortlisted candidates shall be given a reply. But anyways, thank you guys so much for this, for listening up until here if you have. And we will definitely see you on another episode. And this has been fun. I like this. I like talking about these things. So let us know if you found this fun. Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Yes. When we are feeling much, much, much better. When Krish is feeling much, much, much better and more hyped.
I'm just chill right now.
Yeah, he sounds high. I'm on my chaotic good energy. But anyways, guys, wishing you all positivity for today. Have fun and bye. Check us out at
NRI, Not Really Indian, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, literally any podcast hosting platform.
Yes.
There is.
Yes. And yeah, and check us out on all these platforms, and if possible, like, drop us a DM, let us know how, if there's any topic you want us to talk about.
Also, you guys can follow us on Instagram at @2krishnas. If you want to follow us personally, you can follow Singapore Krishna at Krish Apurva, and you can follow me at Krishna Nara.
All right.
So okay. Let us know.
Exactly. Let us know if there's any topic you want us to talk about, and bye.
Bye-bye.